American Red Cross is sponsoring a Bloodmobile Thursday afternoon, September 10th, and Friday morning, September 11th at the First Baptist Church. The need is constant. The gratification is instant. Please give blood. This public service announcement sponsored by Liebert Brothers Electric in Coffeyville.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Thursday morning. I hope everybody is doing well. It's around 8:10 right now, and we're going to talk to the Democratic nominee for the Senate race here in Kansas. We're talking to Barbara Beaulieu. Ms. Beaulieu, good morning. Thank you for coming on today. We really do appreciate it.
Oh, great to be here, Kyle, and I hope y'all down in Southeast Kansas are enjoying this lovely rain as much.
Oh, yes, we're definitely enjoying it. We're enjoying the cooler temperatures. It's better than these 90s that we've been having. It's going to stay pretty cool today, but definitely appreciated it down here. So, of course, you represent, as of right now, it's, the Senate, Kansas's Senate District 7 seat, which serves Johnson County. So, for those who may not know about you, can you let people down here in Southeast Kansas know a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. I am a doctor, and I went into medicine in order to improve people's lives, and then I went into public service for the very same reason. I served 11 years in the state legislature, first in the House, now in the Senate, and I am now running for United States Senate so that I can be a voice of reason in Washington for the people of Kansas. And to be really clear, right now, that starts with making sure we beat the virus.
And, yeah, you're talking about, of course, the virus, and obviously COVID-19 has been a huge topic of discussion. And one of the things I did want to ask you is, how do you think the response has been by the federal government and also by the president trying to control this outbreak?
You know, I've been disappointed by the lack of leadership at the federal level. And I, as I said before, there's nothing more important to me as a physician than beating this virus. But the way we do that and rebuild our economy and make sure that our kids can be back in school is that we need to follow the data and the guidance of medical experts. And, you know, we've done that in the past in this country with things like polio, and we just need to do the same thing. We need, again, for our small businesses, they need to have support so that they can keep their employees employed, so they can pay the bills, etc. And I would like to see true leadership on this issue.
And you were talking about businesses and schools. What were your thoughts on the state allowing school districts to decide when and how to reopen? You know, because it was done, basically, school districts were allowed to choose when they were going to reopen and how they were going to reopen. What was your thoughts on the state allowing the school districts, individual school districts, to do that?
Kyle, I have always supported local control. I think that we do best when government is starts at the local level because people know best for their area what needs to be done. But I will be clear, we need to be following data and science at the local level, just like we do at the federal level. So assessing what's going on every day and making good decisions, of course, expecting people to be wearing masks at school is very important. We know that is way we can slow the spread of the virus, and we should all be really eager to help our neighbor during these very trying circumstances, and we do that by taking care of one another and wearing a mask.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with you. And we're going to switch gears here just a little bit. Hot button issue in today's climate, of course, has been race and police brutality. And you said in a tweet back on August 21st that after the murders of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Elijah McClain, Washington should take meaningful steps to guarantee the equality under the law that Americans are guaranteed in the Constitution. If you're elected to the U.S. Senate, what would be those meaningful steps to help make equality just basically nationwide?
Well, first, let me be clear. We always need to keep our community safe, and I agree with that, and I don't support violence to promote an issue, but I do support peaceful protests and bringing attention to issues. So here are some things we can do. We need to ban chokeholds. We need to be sure that we fund our police so that they can have community network opportunities so we know each other. They need to be taught de-escalation and anti-bias training. They need to have those opportunities. And, you know, to be clear, we've got to stop crime before it happens in the first place. And there are things that, you know, we know from all over the state. We need child care that's affordable, and we need to be sure that we have the support systems like mental health facilities and substance use disorder treatment. That's why I've always been such a huge proponent of Medicaid expansion, so we can get those to the people that need them. They're all part of this issue and injustice, and it is imperative that we address them head on and move forward so people are confident about the safety in their areas and that injustice is being eliminated.
We're talking to the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate. We're talking to Barbara Beaulieu, and we appreciate her coming on here for a few moments this morning. And another question I did want to ask you. So for those who may be trying to decide to vote for yourself or your opponent, Roger Marshall, why should undecided Kansas cast their vote for you?
I know we could use more doctors in the Senate. Doctors who actually are listening to the people and to science and who will assess the facts and collaborate with people of different viewpoints and actually find solutions. And I very clearly have a proven record of that. And I've brought people together to really solve huge issues for our state, like the failed brown bag experiment. And interestingly, I would be the first female physician to serve in the United States Senate. And that voice really needs to be present as we reform health care. My opponent, on the other hand, he has consistently voted to have less health care, less affordable health care. And what kind of doctor does that in the middle of a pandemic, tries to end options for people to have care? And I guess he's just gone to Washington and become another typical politician. While me, I have continued to be a very open voice of reason, someone always willing to work across the aisle, and I've been very clear, I don't vote just down party lines, while my opponent just appears to be a yes man for his party.
And one of the last questions I did want to ask you is, if elected, what are your goals in U.S. Senate, and what can Kansans expect of you?
Well, to be clear, my goals are what the goals of the people of Kansas are. So that starts with me being a woman of integrity and honor, a person who will tell the truth. And truth needs to be told rather than manipulating data or manipulating language to promote a political agenda. I absolutely will maintain that voice of reason and be willing to work with all people to advance what Kansans need and want. You know, a great example is being on the Ag Committee, which I will be a member of, not seek to leave, because it's so important to the state. And that will include being on the Health, Education, Labor, and Pension Committee as a doctor to help reform health care. And as a Kansan, make sure that we have the best public schools in the country. So I'm excited to be a servant of the people and look forward to taking that great Kansas value system to Washington.
Well, Ms. Beaulieu, I really do appreciate you coming on today. Good luck in your race coming up here on November 3rd. And again, good luck, and we will talk to you later. Have a great day, ma'am.
You too, and Southeast Kansas, enjoy your day. Thanks.
All right. Thank Bye. You very much. All right. That was Barbara Beaulieu, the Democratic nominee for the U.S. Senate. She's going up against Roger Marshall coming up here on November 3rd. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have Coffeeville's Reawakening in studio today. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Thursday here in Southeast Kansas.